Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFR's stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, and we are under a month away before things get started in Nashville, Tennessee for the 2019 NFL Draft, and one of the young men that has made a big, big impression on NFL scouts is our guest today from LSU, their standout tight end, Foster Moreau, and since the Senior Bowl and the Combine, he's kind of capitalizing on that Tigers career. But with that said, Foster, welcome to the show. Can you believe your time is, you know, at Louisiana State is kind of come and gone, and now you're focused on the National Football League?
You know, first and foremost, happy to be here. Absolutely, you know, it's kind of unbelievable that over the past 4 years have gone by so quick now that I'm looking back on it. I'm happy to move forward and take the next step with my career and obviously get into the NFL.
Now for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, was football your main passion? Did you play other sports? And were you always a little bit better than all the other kids athletically?
Yeah. I played a lot of sports when I was young, but, Mainly, football, basketball, swimming, basically were my three, my trifold sports. Coming to football, I was always a little bit more developed, bigger, stronger, a little bit faster. Football is kind of my calling card, you know, I mean, physical aggression and just actually getting out there and having fun with all my classmates was the best way to go.
Awesome stuff. So you really kind of, how did you kind of find yourself at tight end? I'm sure with your size, you played both sides of the football, plenty of positions, but you know, when did you really focus in on tight end and was there any other schools looking at you coming out of high school at another position?
Through high school, we had like 100 kids on the team. In high school, it was a lot. I only played tight end, starting sophomore, junior, senior year of high school. But before that, I tried my hand at running back for a good number of years, played running back, played a little bit of receiver. Played like D end and a little bit of middle linebacker. I don't know, man. I actually miss defense a little bit, thinking about it right now. It used to be fun, just like wreaking havoc. It used to be awesome, especially when no one really knows what to do and O-linemen aren't really specialized.
I love it. Once again, Foster Moreau here on the C2P, breaking it down what this young man brings to the draft table and why his name should be called out over the three-day duration of the 2019 NFL Draft. So let's kind of take it in. So you're doing your high school thing, and then you arrive at LSU, and I mean, going from the SEC level, I mean, I believe you play as a true freshman. What was that leap like going from high school to some of the best collegiate, you know, guys in America?
You know, it was crazy, and I just knew that I had to work like hell to try and. You know, try my hand at the skill level of all these guys that I was just coming in to play with. At the end of the day, you know, their skill levels and, you know, iron sharpens iron made me into the player that I am today, you know, pride in my work and made a big leap weight wise. Gained like about 30 pounds, you know, just to be able to keep up with them like strength wise. Just kind of got into it as soon as we started. Kind of thought they might redshirt me. I was kind of like the last guy in the class, kind of the straggler, I guess. But I mean, I played in every game that I attended at LSU, so pretty good.
That's impressive. That's pretty darn good, Foster. That's impressive stuff. So I mean, for you, I mean, is there a particular moment in your collegiate career where you kind of get the idea that what you're doing can get you a shot to the National Football League? I mean, is it your coaches or maybe a big game or just some of the results against top players? I mean, when does that kind of hit you that you know that this opportunity is going to eventually reveal itself?
You know, it was never one specific moment. You know, guys would kind of say stuff to me. Tight ends who were older than me and were very good players, Dylan Gordon, Colin Jeter, Deshaun Smith. They kind of tell me that I'm very far along for my age, and they always used to tell me that. That was a huge compliment coming from them, especially them being seniors. It was never really anything specific. It was just kind of just never really, you know, counting my chickens before they hatched and you know, always making sure to, you know, thank God and everything I did and just work like hell. And, I mean, I've just continued to do that, which is why my stocks probably rose more than people expected it to.
Definitely. I mean, you're a hot name. And like I said, I mean, Kevin, you trained at Test Football Academy out there in Jersey, and Kevin was just raving about you. Not even so much the way you kind of go about your business, but he just said you as a man and an individual. You know, he said you would come in the morning and play with his, you know, kid. He's like 3 years old. You'd be, you know, having fun with him. Just,
little Jack.
He said,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had nothing but fine things to compliment you on. He just, you know, he spoke tremendously about you. And I saw you down in the Senior Bowl. Obviously, I saw you at the Combine. I thought at the Combine, I thought your podium presence was fantastic. I mean, you were just perfect. I mean, you were just kind of just saying, hey, I'm here to rock and roll. And that's exactly what you did. Going through that Senior Bowl, how much did it kind of relax you when you did get to the Combine, knowing that, you know, formal meetings, informal meetings, you've already kind of had a little bit of that, you know, rubbing elbows when you were doing all the scout stuff down at the, you know, the Renaissance in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, so the Senior Bowl was absolutely, I mean, I couldn't replicate that experience for anyone, and I wouldn't change anything about my Senior Bowl experience. It definitely helped calm me down and just kind of give me an idea of, you know, not the way, like not the answers to the questions, just how to answer the questions, you know, because at
enough.
The end of the day, it's, yeah, exactly. It's just kind of, it's just tough to kind of, to understand the formalities with talking to coaches, talking to scouts, and obviously, you know, kind of raising questions about my athletic and pass catching ability that weren't as showcased at LSU was definitely something that was on my agenda.
And you play a position that I think is more critiqued than any other, because if you're a fantastic blocker, which you are, which you've shown, then, you know, they want to know, well, can Foster catch the ball? And then any tight end that has, you know, 87 receptions for, you know, 1,100 yards and 15 touchdowns are going to question if the guy can block at all. I mean, it's a very tedious position because you got to really reveal the both. I thought you did that well, you know, and I thought your combine workouts went well as well. I mean, and we know, you know, your combine numbers were outstanding, but how pleased were you when you left Indianapolis on, you know, the numbers you stood on?
I was thrilled to be honest, you know. Something I feel like I do well is I'm able to gauge where I started from where I finished and the amount of work that I've done, just to be able to see my progress. So I didn't really expect at the combine, you know, right at the end of February, I didn't expect to be running 4.6. I didn't think I could jump almost a 37-inch vertical. I PR'd in the broad jump by about 9 inches just from sheer just sheer will and adrenaline.
That's awesome.
It went exceptionally well. And I felt like I met with the coaches very well, you know, in the workout on the field, you know, catching the ball, running around. That's the fun part, you know, that's the actual football part. Hopefully I'll never have to do a 40-yard dash or a broad jump or a shuttle ever again, you know, and I it's a damn good feeling.
I'm sure. And what you share with us just now, I think a lot of players share the same sentiment is, you know, it's you're a football player. This is part of the thing everybody has to do. But at the end of the day, you just want to get back to the X's and O's and kind of just hitting people off the line. For you, I mean, when these scouts met with you, or even, you know, if you're about to jump into a film room right now, you're with some of these guys. I mean, what do you think those hallmark abilities are that they love about you?
You know, I got to imagine one of them is that I'm an every down type player. You know, it's not talked about much. Kind of the versatility of players, but I mean, if you could keep a guy in 11 personnel and keep him in 21 personnel and keep him in, I mean, 21 personnel, and not have to go 10, not have to go 31. Just kind of like my ability to pass block as well as run block and my ability to also run routes and catch the ball on, you know, medium and short routes, maybe even some seams. That's got to be one that they enjoy. Also, I mean, sheer aggression at the point of attack is something that I always try, and finishing the play and catch, trying to truck people. Just a few calling cards.
Excellent. And I know you were a team captain, and I mean, these scouts know everything. They probably know more about you than you know about yourself. I mean, they dig into you guys
so
much, but, is there anything out there that, you know, I mean, film junkie, weight room warrior, maybe even the system you ran where, you know, I mean, you kind of say, you know, teams wanted to see you catch the ball. I mean, maybe the system, I mean, you know, what are some of the things we might not know about you that, you know, would go a long way?
I'll tell you what, I'm in the weight room. Yeah. I'm in the weight room, the film room, you know, the hardest question, honestly, that I got at the combine was, do you have any hobbies? Which comes off as kind of a layup question, or basically a red flags question, you know, like if my hobbies are, video games, sleeping and snacking, that might turn into a small little red flag, you know? I didn't have many hobbies, you know, I like working out. I like playing basketball. You know, I like hanging out with my friends. I love watching film. I don't have many. I joked with them and I asked them if whistling was a hobby. And you know, some of them liked it. Some of them didn't. It was a mixed review.
After that question, Foster, I don't think there's any mixed review on how well you kind of demonstrated yourself, and from just the podium performance at the combine, I'm sure you just knocked these interviews out of the ballpark. And I mean, you come across as just a fantastic young man. And like I said, I mean, Kevin spoke so highly of you, and like I said, I'm sure that's twofold on and how you did with these scouting interviews and moving forward. This is a cliche question, but again, we ask it. I mean, comparisons. I mean, is there a guy in the NFL that you like to say, hey, you know, if I'm gonna kind of compare games or say this is what I think my game can be or resemble, you know, it might be this guy?
He just signed new face in the NFL, you know, Jason Witten. Jason Witten is someone I'd try to be comparable towards, you know, as a guy who's kind of worked for everything he's ever gotten, and knew he had to come in, and just kind of understands the game very well, very cerebral player. You know, I'd love to model my career after him and have a big, long career, and just be able to do it all, just like he did. He's a fantastic player. He's a highly underrated player. I'm a big Jason Witten fan.
Awesome stuff, Foster. Awesome, awesome stuff. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, and we some off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
No, yeah, sure. Send me home.
All right. Now, you were training out in Jersey at Test, and Gear and Kevin, those are my guys. If you could reverse it and be the trainer and work those guys till they're sweaty and tired, who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
I am going to pick – all right, so of the two, Kevin might be the better workout athlete. So I think I'm going to take Gare. And I remember Gare on the first day made us do bear crawls. And that was really the hardest part of the – I might make Gare do the bear crawls. And if I chose KD, KD used to be a big-time diver. I might make KD do, like, sled pushes, like sled marches. But, yeah, initially that's what I think I'd make him do.
I love it. And a month away from draft day, I don't know how you'll partake in it. I'm assuming that you'll be with family and friends. What home-cooked meal do you want made by mom or dad or grandma or, you know, who makes the best meal, and what do you want to see on draft day to celebrate?
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think I want my mom makes this crab dip, and my grandmother makes this, like, homemade stringy mac and cheese. I'd probably have those two on the ledger for me. That's what I probably want.
Awesome, man. And then the final one, we always tally up the names right before draft day. We announce the winner. If you could take out any female celebrity, which female celebrity are you going to ask to take for a bite to eat?
Oh, wow. That's a great one. Female celebrity. If I had a female celebrity to take out on a date. Oh, I'm going to go. You watch Game of Thrones?
Well, a little bit. I've seen it, but I'm not enough to really know it.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead. I choose Sophie Turner. Sophie Turner, big upcoming actress. Very, very pretty. Obviously very talented in the world of acting. I'd choose Sophie Turner. Yeah.
Got like the amber hair, the red hair?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Pretty
excellent,
sure,
man. Foster, man.
Yeah, pretty sure she's dating someone. Pretty sure she's dating someone fairly famous. I'm not sure. It's gonna be a tough get for me.
Well, hey, you do your thing the way you're supposed to, and you'll be the famous. And maybe if she comes on the show, she'll be like that LSU tight end, Foster Moreau. You know, and then I'll have to shoot her your number to her. So and then
we'll play matchmaker.
Foster, man. So we try to help you guys as much as we can. Hey, you're a pleasure. We know you got a lot going on, and we appreciate sharing a little bit of your time and letting our audience know a little bit more about you. And we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Awesome stuff. Once again, that is Foster Moreau, the standout LSU Tigers tight end here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this interview in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then his bio page at collegepro.com. This is a fabulous one to watch, guys. You know, it's probably be a second or a third day guy, but I think when I look at him, I think he's a guy that the Steelers would be ideally fit for. They pride, you know, they want a guy that can block first and foremost. I mean, that's what their thing is. And he has the size. And, you know, they like their guys around 260. He's about 250, 255. So he falls right into that range. And like I said, the character issues, I mean, he's crossing T's, dot I's, or first of dot I's crossing T's. He just knocks it out of the ballpark. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.